Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Monday, December 19th. U.S. equity futures are up about 20 to 30 basis points. So the S&P futures are up 10 points. That's about 26 basis points. Dow futures are up 68 points. That's 20 basis points. And then the Nasdaq futures are up 35 points, which is about 30 basis points. Europe's major indices are rallying about 45 basis points. And then Asia generally ended lower across the board, except for India, which saw gains. Japan fell about 75 to 100 basis points. The Shanghai comp ended off about 2%, and the Hang Seng fell about 50 basis points. So nothing too dramatic out over the weekend or this morning. A few items to note. Just keep in mind the S&P last week peaked to trough. So after the CPI on Tuesday and then going into the low on Friday, the peak to trough drop was about 6.6%. So huge sell-off. So just put that, it puts this morning's rebound in context, very mild, given what we just went through the last few days. In China, the near-term tone is somewhat negative. You have a lot of reports about disruptions to economic activity because of COVID, not because the government is imposing fresh lockdowns, but because people are moderating their behavior given a spike in COVID cases. It still looks like the government is pushing ahead very aggressively with reopening. There was a headline out of Shanghai about them closing certain schools, but you continue to have the government lifting restrictions, providing new guidance to the population about how they should be treating COVID at this point in time. Plus the fact you have ongoing stimulus from the government, further property support from the government, and then reduced technology scrutiny from the government, so less scrutiny on the major tech firms. So you continue to have a very robust macro outlook for China looking out over the course of 2023. But in the near term, COVID remains a headwind for economic activity. Again, I don't think that's terribly surprising or shocking, but there were some negative near-term headlines out of China over the weekend. Otherwise, pretty quiet. You have more ECB officials on the tape reiterating the hawkish message from last week's meeting. As far as the Fed is concerned, you continue to have Fed tightening expectations drift lower. So the market continues to ignore the Fed's hawkish rhetoric. You have the cycle ceiling now down to about 4.83%. The market's looking for a 4.1% funds rate in January of 2024. So it seems the more hawkish the Fed becomes, the more aggressive the market is pricing in cuts as of the second half of next year. And I suspect that's going to, continue going forward. My view on the broader market is the same as before. I think that the outlook for earnings is better than the consensus. I put out a big earnings piece over the weekend. I have a link to it this morning in the piece, just looking at how companies have tailwinds as we go into 2023 in the form of reduced FX headwinds, aggressive cost cutting, and then normalized supply chains. There will be obviously a big headwind from reduction in aggregate demand given the slowdown in the economy, but there will be some tailwinds to help offset that. And then, importantly, this year was not a peak earnings year for several large companies. And I kind of just go into the details of that in the piece. For the calendar today, there really is not anything major on the calendar for Monday specifically. For this week, you have the BOJ meeting tomorrow morning. You have a lot more talk in the press and the media about the BOJ tightening policy as of next year. Kuroda's term ends in March. So once you have a new BOJ head that comes in, a lot of chatter about how Japan is now at the point in time where they can tweak their policy in a hawkish direction. It doesn't seem like they'll be moving very aggressively, but there will be some type of a hawkish tweak next year, probably around the April, May, June timeframe. The US PCE is out this Friday. It's expected to show further disinflation. This isn't surprising. Remember, the PCE is the last inflation number we get of the month. It's the Fed's preferred gauge. But by the time it comes around for markets, they already have a good sense about how inflation for the month played out. So I don't think it's going to be terribly important. The next CPI, the CPI is the first kind of major inflation number the market gets. That's probably the more important figure that comes out in a couple of weeks, mid-January for the month of December. But you will get the November PCE this Friday. And then you have a bunch of important earnings numbers, earnings reports out this week, including from FedEx, CarMax, Micron, and Nike. If you go back 3 months ago, all four of those companies had very bad reports. And it kind of, again, suggested that we were going to move into a pretty rocky Q3 season, which we did. So these companies, I think, are good indicators or previews for kind of what we should expect from the broader universe of earnings reports that starts in mid-January. So I'm going to be watching those earnings reports closely. And that is pretty much everything for today, Monday, December 19th. Thank you for listening.